Start to say, as I stand before you.
It's okay.
I do ask an interest in your prayers. I feel that this is a warm congregation. The one had been touched and tendered by God's love. Some way, somehow, I feel a connection to each and every one of you.
Yeah.
As children of God, the one that our Heavenly Father loved and has showed forth His love throughout all ages of time. Some way as we were singing, the Psalm 80 came to my mind. And as we look into that, I hope each and every one of you will follow or pray that God's will be done. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest up Joseph
like a flock,
thou who dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Throughout this whole chapter, the word says, turn us again, O Lord. We know and realize only through and by the Holy Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that God does and change us from nature's darkness into His marvelous light. Sometime between conception and the grave, He quickened His children and made them alive from in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And to for that Spirit, open their eyes that they may see, ears they hear, and heart they can understand. He taken out that hard and stony heart and bless us with a heart of compassion and love.
Amen.
He said, let this mind be in you,
which was
that is in Christ Jesus. He forgave His people. As I recall, with Jesus on the mount and when He laid down His life, He said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. Again, dearly beloved, we stand in need of this love daily and hourly. And sometimes when we walk in nature's darkness, we walk as not as a sheep as it was. We go astray. We see enticings of this world like silver and gold or what have you. And it brings us forth. We teach our children to go to the colleges of today and teach them to some way for our position in the world. That's good as far as that's concerned. But we need the leadership of that inward dwelling spirit.
Amen.
That our Heavenly Father has planted within us. I know and realize that each one of the ministers here, somewhere between now and back then, that He put that desire for them to some way open their mouth and to comfort the God's people. He says, comfort ye my people. And when this again, as we look at Him and be, we can turn people away through and by. So often, I have been told, why don't you smile more? I said within my mind, well, I smile inwardly, but we must show ourselves. We go to a different church and someone, oh, they're cold as it was. You go there as a visitor and you stay there and you're not really welcome with open arms. You probably won't go back very often. But on the other hand, when you go there and there's some way accepts you as a child of God, come out to see you. Let us go into the church of God and to pray together. Get down on our knees and call upon our Heavenly Father. There you're something there. And if we do this to our natural family, some way or another, the past that we make will be picked up by our Heavenly Father and by our children. You can see so much of the time when the children have a desire to be like one in their family, whether it's mother or father, or whether it's brother or sister, they will ape that one. And therefore, this is natural. But here again, if we turn this in a spiritual way, take up our cross and follow the meek and lowly, a Lamb of God. This is not easy sometimes. And sometimes we often say, why me, Lord? Why must I suffer? But our Heavenly Father, He loves you with an everlasting love. And this love is so far beyond our concept or our understanding. Look what Jesus did. He died on the tree of the cross. And He even prayed out three times to His Father, if it can be in according to Thy will, O Lord, giving honor and praise to His Heavenly Father. But you know we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. We cannot divide them. Each one have a position or a something another to act in our life. God the Father created the world in 6 days, and He rested the seventh. That is an example for us as we work in our daily life, so to speak. But on the seventh day, give honor and praise. Aside for a little while and go to the church. Oh, yes, give Him the honor. We have a zealous God. Oh, that jealous God, in a sense, He wants to be and He will be put first and foremost in our life. If you don't believe it, just stay away from church a little while. And if you don't be filled with condemnation, something's different from me. Because some way or another, if I miss a meeting here or there, I feel like I've lost something very precious to me, and it's so good to be here today, to be able to come out and express our songs in prayer, in songs, and adoration, giving praise and honor to our Heavenly Father, the one that made us from the dust of the earth. Yes, Adam, when they transgressed the law of God, and death was put upon all mankind. Yes, dearly beloved, man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. So let us ask God, who has all power, both in heaven and earth. He says, turn us again, O God, and cause Thy face to shine. Help us some way or another to see and feel of Him one more time. As the brother said, that sweet, that serenity and peace that comes to a guy after you pray. So often we get in a hurry and we don't wait upon the God as it is. He knows exactly what we need. Yes, we come as a stranger, as little kids. Yes, we misbehave. We say something, a good dessert here, a ball game here, or something another that will take the place of going out to the church. Oh, dearly beloved, you will be thoroughly chastised, and you be need again to turn again. And that, O Lord God of hosts, how will Thou be angry against the prayers of Thy people? Thou feedest him with thee, a bread of tears. Yes, dearly beloved, it's needful that sometimes to and fro we will be fed tears of joy. And there's also the bread of tears that when we say, why me, Lord, what have I done? Oh, yes, dearly beloved, but we have a conscience, and that conscience comes out, and we know and realize when we fell short, when we haven't visited our neighbor as we should, or some way or another help someone along the way. Again, in the seventh verse, it says, turn us again, O God. When he puts these words in the Bible three or four times, believe me, that is needful for us. Our wayward way, we need to be more or less put out to dry as it was. And sometimes we do have that bread of tears. Oh, yes, and we want to know, oh, God, I've fallen short. And get down upon your knees and say, Lord, if it can be in accordance to thy great and holy will, oh, help us. Oh, you know and realize, as they said here, he has all power above, forth, heaven and earth. Oh, we look for the day, when we pass away here, the soul and the spirit goes back to God the Father, waiting upon the resurrection. When the body, soul, and spirit are united together. And the Bible says, we will know as we're known. What we're talking about, we will know as Jesus knows. And therefore, look, the whole family of God, we will know them as he knows them. And some way have a relationship. They're brothers and sisters in Christ. There'll be no male or female in heaven, but they'll be as the angels. And therefore, and be satisfied. I return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. I look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. Are they talking about the vine? We are his branches. Oh, yes, but he is the vine. All the strength and power comes from thee. And therefore, if we ever lose sight of that connection, are we of that lonesome road? Oh, yes, we're turned aside as it was, and rightly so. So let us go again. Let us go back down upon our knees and ask God, as Solomon asked him, for wisdom and knowledge of how to go in and out among thus such a great people as the children of God. But he not only supplied them with wisdom more than any man here except Jesus Christ, and gave him wealth untold. Therefore, yes, we have a God that gives you abundantly in every step of the word. The air we breathe, the water that he breathes down to some way cure the earth and let their things grow and make it beautiful. Oh, yes, he is our all in all. And sometimes we forget that because everything comes from us. Here again, we must step out on faith. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's both natural and spiritual. Why do we say that? Because the Word of God says so. And I thank you.
Bless you, Brother Richard.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.